You are listening to Real World News.
The People's Summit is not an event, it is a social process. The plenary sessions of the People's Summit began on Sunday. One of them focused on defending common goods against the commodification of life and nature. The members of social movements and organizations of Brazil and the world exposed the existing threats against common goods and proposed alternatives to protect them from being commodified. One of the activists who triggered the discussion at the plenary session was Larissa Packer, a member of Terra de Direitos and Carta de Belém. Real World Radio spoke with Larissa to know more about the People's Summit and its goals. Larissa said that the People's Summit is not an event but a social process that has been built for a long time. The summit is parallel to Rio Plus 20, but that does not mean it has a strong link with that event. The member of Terra de Direitos claims that this is an independent summit where the peoples of the world meet to expose the false solutions and the structural causes of the environmental, ecological, food, financial, economic crisis, and to present the people's real alternatives and to unify the struggles. For the activists, the unity of the struggle of social movements and organizations is one of the clear goals of the People's Summit. We are demanding an anti-capitalist, counter-hegemonic unity against a model to really identify structural patterns where the movements can organize and mobilize and continue this historical process of social struggle. She also explained how the People's Summit works and its main objectives. On June the 17th and the 18th, there will be 5 plenary sessions on different subjects that will debate about false solutions and the structural causes of the crisis, our solutions, the people's solutions of the crisis, by showing what is really being done in terms of practical solutions, wealth and income distribution, agrarian reform, etc. And there will also be debates about the upcoming struggles. The plenary sessions will lead to 3 people's assemblies from June 19th to the 22nd that will deal with the structural causes and solutions as well as an agenda and a calendar of future struggles. From there, Larissa says the goal is to have a more unified calendar of anti-capitalist, anti-imperialist mobilizations between the organizations. The activists explained that Plenary 4 discussed infrastructure mega projects, mining and oil projects, with debates on the hydroelectric complex in Amazonia, Belo Monte, Complejo Tapajós, oil extraction and the contradiction implied in Brazil's increase in its fossil fuel base and the fact that it wants to sell environmental services to the world as a green power. Larissa also talked about the 5th plenary, where the trade unions will discuss about dignifying work, reducing working hours, together with the indigenous cosmovision and the good living. This means good living for the work environment. So maybe for the first time, there will be an interesting meeting between the labor world and a different work paradigm that goes beyond work and surplus value.
You are listening to Real World News.